Okay, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Beryl Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And folks, don't you ever forget it. Okay? I want to wish everyone hope that you all had a wonderful Christmas and that you're looking forward to the new year with a higher level of expectation. Folks, 2020 is almost over. We can put it behind us to the extent that we can. We can forget about it. We're all going to move forward into 2021 and make it our best year ever. One of the ways that you can do that is being on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. I've said it every week. I mean it every time I say it. This is one of the best ways to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Listen to me. You can come to this call every week. You can expect to hear something, not just hope to hear something. You can expect to hear something on this call every week that's going to make a difference in your business and in your life week after week after week, whether it's the mechanics, whether it's the methodology, whether it's something that's a story, somebody's story that's going to inspire you. Come to this call every week. It doesn't have to be the only call, but it should certainly be one of them, okay? 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Now, you hear people on the call talking about, you know, going to Simulcast. January 15th and 16th, corporate-sponsored event registration is still open. It's only $50. Friday night, we're going to start at about 7. We're going to go from 7 to 8:30 Central time. Saturday morning, starting at 9:30 Central. You got to check in. You're going to be given an attendee-only bonus that's going to be worth more than the registration. You're going to be trained by the best of the best of the best. You're going to get information. You're going to get updates. You're going to get promotions. You're going to get announcements. You need to be with us at Simulcast January 15th and 16th. How do you do it? Go to events.ambitenergy.com. If you haven't registered yet, register yourself. Like I said, it's only $50. This could be the gift you give to yourself. Not only that, by registering before the end of the year, don't quote me on it, but I think you can deduct it on your taxes as a business expense in 2020. Check on that. Make sure that I'm right. Okay? But you want to be with us at Simulcast January 15th and 16th. As many of you know, this is going to be my last Sunday as the host of the call. I will be on the call as a participant like you. I'll be listening to great information, but I'm stepping down as the host. Now, I got to tell you, folks, it's been years. Every Sunday night, as often as I can, very rarely have I taken a Sunday off, and usually it's because I've had a specific reason, whether it was an event that I was doing in my photography business or someplace that I had to be that prohibited me from being on this call. I have enjoyed it. It's been great. It's been fun. I've had the opportunity to talk to people I would have never talked to before. I have learned more. I have experienced more. And I have no regret whatsoever. It's just time for me to step down. It's just time. And I'm not even sad about it because I know I'm going to see you guys again. I'm going to hear you guys again. I'm going to still be here. So I'm excited about whatever's next for the new person that's coming along. And there is no better way to go out than to introduce this person as our featured speaker for the evening. He was my best man at my wedding, one of my dearest friends. He's the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, making over $45 million since this company has started. He has mentored me. He has coached me. He has kicked my butt. And it's my honor to introduce him to the call, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call, sir.
Hey, I appreciate that, Bear. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I wanted to start off the call by pouring out to you and say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, doing this call for over 10 years. And over that period of time, the only times that I personally remember you not making the call is when you had the Texas School of Photography, and and you were assisting in that, and then church events. You know, we had some major church events. I think maybe a wedding was thrown in there, a family reunion or something like that. But I can remember on many, many, many occasions over the years where you had something special going on where you shouldn't be on the call, but that you were on the call anyway. So I sincerely, sincerely, sincerely thank you for that dedication. I want everybody on the call to think about that for a minute. Over 10 years, 52 weeks in the year, we only skip one or two calls, depending on how Christmas or holiday falls, one or two calls per year, you know, so well over 600 calls over the 12, 13 years we've been doing this call. And also wanted to point out, Bear, that, you know, I too got to a point in my career everybody's familiar with. I went on the Sunset Tour and, you know, pulled back, and I'd gotten Mary and Richard Amato to take over the call from me. So I actually backed down from my responsibilities on the call sooner than you did. Then, of course, Mary and Richard decided to move on to something else, and so I came back. So never say never, buddy. You might be
back
up there. And you also get the ability to make guest appearances any way you want to. But I was talking to a few people in Ambit, and you know, you've been such a big part of helping everybody in Ambit build their business on this call, though this call's not focused on attracting new partners to the business, but it does that. You know, people ask people to hop on this call and they'll see they get the support and the love that they would need to build a business like this. And so it's been a reinforcement. It's kept people in the business, you know, people that, you know, say, well, I'm going to get on one last call, but I just don't think that thing's for me. And they hear something on the call, some little a touch of encouragement, and all of a sudden, you know, they come over that next hurdle, crash through that next wall, and keep going. So you've had a major impact in thousands and literally thousands and thousands of people's lives. So I was talking to a few people, and we said, what can we do for Bear to do something special for Bear?
Man.
And of course, you and I being as close as we are, I knew what I think anyway was the perfect thing. So a few of the other leaders chipped in a few bucks, and then of course I'm gonna host it. But what we'd like to do for you is we'd like to offer you and seven of your friends. So with me, there'd be a total of nine there. So be total of eight people, yourself included. You can invite anybody you want in and out of Ambit. You can invite your pastors, you know, whoever you want. It's totally up to you. But we'd like for you and your friends to come and enjoy all expenses paid. All y'all have to do is get there and get back to come to Pelican's Roost Resort for three nights in the lodge and two days of fishing. And you know, I think that you have a great fellowship and a good time, and there are several people that are helping offset the expense of that. It's just not me. So I was thinking about what we could do, and in a very, very small way, I say thank you for. I'm gonna get emotional here, but.
You messing me up over here too. Let me tell you. I thank you for that, and for those who are contributing, I thank them as well. I'm sure that in the immediate future, I'm going to have a whole lot of new friends. They're going to want to be a part of this event. But I got to tell you, you know how I feel about you. You know, we've had conversations before, and you know, I can tell story after story after story about the difference that you've made for me in my life and what you brought to my life, not only personally, but through Ambit Energy. I have been to places that I never would have been before, to be backstage at the Beacon Theater when we opened up New York, to be a part of your Japanese group at Pelican's Roost, I mean, at in Whitney at Pecan Bluff, and to have the opportunity to go to Pelican's Roost. You know, you created an opportunity for me to watch my then Washington Redskins play against the New Orleans Saints. And what you didn't realize is that day created me as a Saints fan, even though I was a Redskins fan going to the event. And there's so many things, Brian, that would not have happened. You know, the social events that I've been to, the meetings that I've been through, I can't even name them all right now. You know, the luncheons that we've gone to and traveling and closing meetings and whatever, absolutely instrumental. And I just want to say this briefly. One of the first things that Brian did to me, folks, as far as being a part of the public presentation of Ambit Energy, was he called me one day and he says, I need you to do, we at that time was way in the beginning, and we had we did presentations by phone on a conference call. And Brian calls me up and says, I need you to do the presentation on the conference call tonight. And I said, what do I do? He says, basically go over the presentation, you know, just give the presentation, but you're doing it by phone. And I said, okay. I said, how much time? He goes, you know, however long it takes, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so. And I said, all right. And I was so nervous that I did the entire presentation in about 8 minutes. And I had a few people on the call at the beginning, but when I ended the call, I think I was on the line by myself. And since then, I have been the presenter in Round Rock, Texas, pretty much so from that time forward until we closed it down because of the coronavirus. And I have grown so much, not only as a speaker and as a trainer, as a presenter, but also as a friend and as a human being. You know, we've been through some stuff together. We've been through some experiences that we would prefer not to. You know, the death of your son, for example, and, you know, just dealing with the drama that's involved in building the business. And I've learned so much from you that, you know, I just can't thank you enough for what you've contributed to me and the difference you've made for me in my life. So thank you for that. I look forward to that trip. I will work out the arrangements, I'm sure. But I definitely want to go when the fish are biting, and we're going to have a great time. So thank you to you and to all of the leaders who have contributed to that, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And I know for some people it might be your first call, your second call, your third call, and you don't know all of the history or whatever. But you know, it's been a ride, you know, and the beauty of it is that Ambit Energy is in a new phase in life, an exciting phase in life under the ownership of Vistra, and I believe offers an opportunity that it's never offered before, an opportunity that is greater than it's ever been in the past. You know, the industry has changed considerably from when Bear and I first started doing these calls, you know, and I can remember literally going to people, showing them the business. They decided not to do the business, and they didn't even know that they had a choice of who their electricity provider was. In fact, it was not infrequent, you know, it was maybe two or three of the 10 people you'd show the business to or talk to or say, yeah, I kind of heard something about that. Explain that to me. You know, so things evolve, things change, and, you know, each and every one of us are looking at the new year, and we're looking at typically what people refer to as goals, and I don't like the word goals. You know, goals equate to me a want or a hope. Typically, they're hollow. You know, somebody, you know, I hear all the time, for example, I'm going to be EC by ambition. You know, you start hearing that in the spring and the summer. You know, I'm going to be an EC by ambition. You know, that's my goal. And but there's not a transformational plan attached to that goal. You know, it's a hope, it's a wish. This is what I want. You know, and when one starts to discern the difference between a want and a need, you know, it's something I've always tried to teach my children. I won't say that I've been 100% successful, as I know a lot of you can relate to that as you try to mold your children and teach your children, but. You know, I want a candy bar, but I don't need a candy bar. You know, I want to, you know, ride around in a, you know, $1 million motor coach with a chauffeur, but I don't need a $1 million motor coach with a chauffeur, you know? So when you begin to discern the difference between wants and needs, you know, and you know, if you just do the old Ben Franklin balance sheet and put the wants on one side and the needs on the other side, what you need, if you want to be successful in Ambit Energy or anything else in life, is you need transformation. You know, you don't need wants, you don't need hopes and dreams and those sorts of things. You need to transform from who you are today, which is a product of who you've been in the past, into who you want to be into the future. You see, you can't really live into the future until you get in touch with the present. And in that process, what happens is, just like for myself and now for Bear, you get to a point in that process where you're present to what your needs are. You know, and maybe your needs are to, you know, go serve with a nonprofit. Maybe your needs are to spend more time with your family. Maybe your needs are, you know, not driven by, I want to be a millionaire, or I want, you know, so much money, or I want this level of success, or whatever. So, you know, I think as one matures and transforms from, you know, the goals, which is, you know, where the majority of the people are, to transforming into what do I need, you know? And at the end of the day, it's what do I need to be happy in life, you know? And so I embrace change. You know, it's sad to, you know, not hear that big booming voice, and I'm an EC and you can be too, that we hear every Sunday night. But at the same time, I embrace the thought around a transformation, you know, and Bear and I have not discussed it, but whatever that transformation is for Bear as he moves forward, Ambit Energy is still going to be a part of that transformation, you know, but the dedication and the time that one has to put into this call it can be overwhelming, you know, for years and years and years. And, you know, I did the call every Sunday night, you know, unless I was sick, last minute substitution, but I did the call every Sunday night. And then, you know, got to the point where I just, you know, I said, God, I gotta get some break. I'm doing 3-way calls 24 hours a day, you know, Sunday nights, you know, time I can spend with my kids, and I gotta cut that short every Sunday. And I started getting other people on the call and started making that transformation. You know, Bear never got anybody else on the call, so for that I'm grateful that consistent and persistent effort was there for so many years and blessed so many people. So I've talked a little bit about tonight and about, you know, transformation, goals versus transforming oneself. And there's no way that on one call that I can do that justice. So for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be on the call, and I'm going to go through a 4-week series, if you will. And of course, one of those weeks will, you know, go through the announcements of simulcast, so it may actually be a 5 weeks before the 4th week is done. But I'm going to do 4 weeks, with the exception of the Sunday after simulcast, and we'll review the announcement of simulcast and review that, and then resume the next week. But I'm going to go through a series of how you can transform yourself. Now, with that said, you know, before that first call is done, there's going to be a thing called New Year's, and everybody has their New Year's resolutions. And so I encourage you to do something different this year, which most people don't do, is whatever your New Year's resolution is, whatever that may be, whatever thoughts you have, reduce it to writing. You know, it doesn't have to be paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. It might be one sentence. It might be just, you know, a little dash and a couple of words and another little dash and, you know, dash, lose weight, you know, dash, spend more time with the kids, dash, you know, and we could just be little thoughts like that. But whatever it is you consider to be your New Year's resolution, in whatever format you want to express it, my request to you would be to put it in writing and bring that to next Sunday's call. Okay, bring that to next Sunday's call. In fact, if you are okay with sharing it, and I won't mention anybody by name, but if you want to reduce that to writing on in some sort of electronic format, and you can email it to me, and you can email it to me at Brian, that's with an I, B-R-I-A-N, at topambitleaders.com, and just put New Year's resolution. So I get about, I think I'm down to about 500 or 600 emails a day. So I'll sort it by New Year's resolution. So if you'll just put that in the subject line, New Year's resolution or resolutions, either one, and then just, you know, type out whether it's an essay form or whatever it is, type it out, and that'll be your copy, and I'll have a copy of it, and I'll refer to a couple of them as examples of what I got. So my email address again is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at topambitleaders with an S, topambitleaders.com, Brian at topambitleaders.com, and in the subject line, just put New Year's resolutions, any format you want to. You can number them, you can put paragraphs, you can double space, triple space, single space, put commas in between. It doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. And by the way, I won't reply to anybody, but you know, if a handful of you guys would do that, that would help me use, those as examples of what I'm going to talk about. And the subject I'm going to talk about next Sunday night will be the difference between goals and transformation, so that you have a good understanding of you know, setting goals and what that means to most people, and then what transformation is about. You know, everybody's heard the old saying is, you know, keep doing what you've been doing and expect a different result. You know, it doesn't happen that way. You know, you've got to transform who you are. You've got to transform what you stand for. You have to define that. You have to work on that. And it's life's work. It's not something that you're going to get on next Sunday's call and go, "Ooh, I'm transformed," you know, but I'm going to give you some direction, give you some things to think about. And over the 4-week period of time, you know, hopefully you'll come up at the end of week 4 and really have something to work with that you can work with, moving forward through the rest of the year, so that the result that you get in 2021, and this comment has nothing to do with the pandemic or a set of circumstances or the politics of the world or any of that, you know, that 2021 can be more fulfilling and closer to what it is you're trying to achieve for you in your life than 2020 was. We all know 2020 was challenging with the pandemic and everything, but you know, how are you going to make 2021 better than 2020? And I think if you look at 2020, you know, in the beginning, we didn't have the pandemic. It didn't really hit until March timeframe, or that's when, you know, everybody really became aware of it. You know, look at 19, you know, coming out of 2019, you set some goals. You know, how much better off were you in 20 than you were in 19, or how much better off were you in 19 than you were in 18, or 18 than when you were in 17. And typically, if you think and reflect back on that, not much has changed. You've had some goals, some aspirations, you know, maybe you've had some children, maybe there've been some, you know, things that you can kind of hang your hat on and say, well, this is different. You know, certainly those, you know, got a different job, moved from an apartment into house, you know, whatever it may be. But the bottom line is that your economic well-being is probably pretty close to what it was last year. You know, unless you lost your year because of the, your job because of the pandemic or some big negative effects. But go back several years, and what you'll find is that there's not the progress that you wanted to make. Maybe there's been progress. You know, hopefully there has been, but it's never quite achieved what you wanted to do. And I'm hoping over this four-week period of time that I spend with you that, you know, maybe we can open your eyes a little bit and give you some insight as to why that's happened, and more importantly, give you some insight of getting you present to where you are, not living in the past and having the shackles of the past and the experiences of the past pull you back into the past. because your past is not where you want to be. You want to be fully liberated in the present so that you can move into the future and give you a path of how to unshackle from the past, get to the present, and then towards the end of the 4 weeks, we'll talk about how you can move into the future. So I'm excited to be with you for the next 4 weeks. And again, the week of simulcast, that middle week in January, you know, we'll do a simulcast review. Hopefully we'll have some of the powers to be from Ambit and Vistra on that call. But so we'll do 4 weeks around that. So it'll be over the next five Sundays. So I, again, Bear, I can't express in words how much it means to me, the sacrifice, the just absolute dedication, more so than my own dedication. And I want to acknowledge that, you know, you saw the job through. I know that you're going to be around, Ambit. I know we're going to hear you checking into calls, but also know that, like everybody else that gets on this call, when something comes up that you want to do that is important for you in your life, that you don't have the obligation to get on the call live. You just listen to the call on topambitleaders.com in the training section afterwards. So, again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if you're on this call tonight, I want you, when we open it up, to give a big thanks and heartfelt thanks out to Bear Gordon and all the years that he did in hosting this call. So, Bear, if you would, open it back up, buddy, for the last time.
I will do. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Hold on a second, guys.